Welcome back to the journey half of the Harvest Moon call. And so we're talking about fall equinox, when the nights become longer than days. We're talking about that transition. This is a high-speed transition. The solstice at December and June are still points in the year. The sun stands still for 3 days. At the equinox, the sun rushes past, and the moment of transition is only a moment, and suddenly the nights are longer than the days, or in the spring the days become longer than the nights, but on a given day it's hard to tell which is which way is it going. But what you know is you have this high-speed energy where nothing seems to have changed. You know, a few days before equinox and a few days after equinox, you can't really tell the difference, but you know something has changed. And for the fall equinox, that transition is about beginning to glide down, beginning to slow up. And so we're going to do a journey that picks up where our previous journey left off, where we're working with this cornfield, and the last time we were focused on having the corn assemble itself in nice, neat rows so that the harvest comes easy. Tonight's journey, we'll be continuing that, but we'll also be exploring allowing the fruits to ripen, allow the corn to become full and ripen, allow the apples on the trees to grow and turn beautiful red. Some of them will be just so perfect they will simply fall onto the ground, and all you have to do is reach down and pick them up. But to harvest the whole tree, you will definitely have to get out a ladder and do some climbing. So let us begin where we always begin, with the image of a rose, a single rose. This is your guard rose, your gift rose. As always, unless you're driving or operating heavy machinery, close your eyes, gentle your heart, slow your breath. And even if you are listening to this recording while you're driving or something, you can follow along with the journey while remaining fully alert at your task. If you are relaxing and resting, you will become fully relaxed, but not necessarily go to sleep. Although if you do, that's okay too. But when we are done, you will become wide awake and alert and refreshed, no matter how you physically take in this journey. So we begin with the image of the rose. What color is your rose this evening? Is it a rosebud, or is it in full bloom? Reach out and touch the silky petals. Smell the beautiful fragrance. Be careful of the thorns on the stem and the sharp serrated leaves. And notice that this is a single rose floating gently in front of you, and it is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. And we will return to the image of the rose at the end of the visualization. For now, we're simply checking in and asking, how are your protections faring tonight? Are they bright and fresh, or perhaps a little worn and tattered because of all the work they have been doing for all of this time, whether you've been aware of it or not? So setting the image of the rose aside, we turn our attention to the grounding cord. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, extends through the floor, into the soil, through the soil, into the rocks, through the rocks, into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor, into the soil, through the rocks, into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor, into the soil, through the soil into the rocks, through the rocks into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. And now in your mind's eye, draw your three stones around you. If you have the three stones that you're working with, and you already have them in your lap or you place them on the floor, that is perfect. If you have not yet found your three stones or you didn't have them with you, that's okay. Simply imagine that you have these three shamanic stones. I typically prefer natural stones, just garden stones, stones you find on a street corner, in a stream, wherever they come to you, and allow these stones to be with you. As I said, typically they're either in your lap or in your hands, or you place them on the floor or in your seat, so that you have these three stones with you, and they help ground you, and they help you understand these journeys. This becomes particularly important when we're doing the assembly reality piece. The stones are the shamanic piece. We've been exploring Reiki energy, Reiki 1 and Reiki 2. We've been exploring Qigong, Transparency Qigong, Five Organ Qigong. This next one will be the Cosmic Orbit Qigong. We've been exploring those energies. The focus will finally be on the shamanic practice of assembling reality, and it's the stones that know how to assemble and reassemble reality. The shamanic wisdom comes from the mountains and the stones, and they interpret these things for us. They know things that we don't. They know when we are ready to hear the truth. They know when we are ready to make the transition. Very often we think we're ready for transition. We desperately want transition. But if we're not really ready, it's best to wait and allow the stones to tell us when it is time for change. And by tracking that change, the change becomes easy and uniform, and it happens without disruption. Just like the fall equinox, the change from the days being longer than the nights to the nights being longer than the days happens without anything, any way, you don't notice it. Nothing appears to change, but everything has changed. That's the type of opportunity that becomes possible when you begin to explore and practice and share these energies at the gatherings with one another, through your work, through the work I teach, and through other works that you explore. Profound change can happen without barely making a ripple on the surface of the water. And that's the way I think is best done. Occasionally, you have to break through the ice and shatter reality. But most of the time, there is an opportunity to create vast change and hardly make a ripple. So the grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor, into the soil, through the soil, into the rocks, all the way to the center of the earth, to the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. Now call your true name down the grounding cord. Call the name that resonates with you most clearly tonight. Use this name and introduce yourself to Pachamama. Introduce yourself to Mother Earth. Express your unreserved gratitude for all that you have received and all that you will receive. Every meal you've ever eaten, every breath of air you've ever taken, every glass of water you've ever drunk has been a gift from Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. Express your unreserved gratitude for all that you have received and all that you will receive. All of your blessings, all of your traumas are the events that have led up to this moment. They have created this life. And as we track the past and as we track the future and as we heal the present, the shamanic perception is that very often your greatest injuries are your greatest gifts. And your greatest joys can come from positive things or negative things. Things that you knew were joyous when they happened, or things that seemed like the world was coming to an end. All of these things can be sources of power. And a key aspect of assembling reality is to reinterpret the moments of your life in the past, the present, and the future, and understand the true meaning of them, so that you can find the joy in every event. You can find the power in every experience. The things that were easy and the things that were difficult, each of them had to be the way they were. And as you do this work, you begin to gain the ability to make wiser choices and request that perhaps some of the drama and the trauma of your life become less necessary as you move into the future and assemble what is becoming. So call your true name down the grounding cord and express your unreserved gratitude for all that you have received and all that you will receive. Having expressed your unreserved gratitude, you can allow the dark, stale hucha, the energy that collects on your energy body, to simply slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, which is composted and refreshed and renewed. More and more these old ideas and patterns and energies that no longer serve you simply slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, which is composted and refreshed and renewed. And now, open a small hole in your crown chakra and allow the silver energy of the moon and the stars and the four winds to begin to trickle down and drain through the top of your skull, filling first your third eye center in your brow behind your eyes. And then let it trickle down a little farther, filling your heart center in your chest. And then allow it to come down a little farther, invite it down, draw it down, simply create a space for it to fall into. So the silver energy of the moon and the stars and the four winds is filling your energy center in your belly, your lower energy center. In this practice, we focus on the three energy centers. There are the seven chakras and other structures. But first, we focus on the three ojos de luz, the eyes of light, in your belly, and in your heart, and in your forehead. And now allow the warm red energy of Pachamama to rise up the grounding cord, filling first the lower energy center in your belly. And allow the warm red energy to rise higher, filling your heart center in your chest. And then allow the warm red energy to rise higher still, filling your third eye in your forehead. So that now all three energy centers are becoming full to gently overflowing with exactly equal and opposite amounts of star energy and earth energy. Each of us is more directly connected to the heavens or to the earth, but what we wish is perfect balance. We are the fulcrum. We are the midpoint between the heavens and the earth. We are that place where the energies can mix and spin and swirl and come into perfect balance. So allow all three energy centers to become full to gently overflowing with the energy of the heavens and the energy of the earth, mixing and spinning and swirling. And as they do, they begin to glow, and as they begin to glow, they illuminate your seven chakras. They illuminate the meridian structures of acupuncture. They illuminate your auras. They illuminate the pokpo, the energy egg that surrounds you. And all of those energy structures are called your medicine body in the Peruvian system. And as they begin to glow brighter and brighter, more and more, the dark, stale hucha simply slips away, drains away, falls away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, we're just composted and refreshed and renewed. And as your medicine body continues to heal and grow in strength and clarity, and more of that which no longer serves you simply slips away, drains away, falls away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, it is composted and refreshed and renewed. And as that process continues, imagine that you're moving gently out of the room. You'll be coming back soon, but now imagine yourself transitioning to this field in the heavens, this field far away, this field of your future, this garden of your possibilities. You can see it clearly even if this is the first time you've been there. If you've been doing these calls all year, we've been here many times. But even if this is the very first time, you can imagine, you can understand, you can feel, you can taste, you can hear the wind in the corn, the smell of the rich soil, the sight of the crops growing. In fact, the cornfield may be so dense you can barely see through it. So much has grown, whatever it looked like last time, and has now become full, so full the stalks are just side by side. And we've tracked this so that they're all lined up cleanly. And all the weeds, such as they are growing on the edge of the field, or they're growing down the rows in the middle, so that you can easily avoid them, and you can tell what is crop and what is weed. And the weeds may or may not be bad. Black-eyed peas are weeds, and I love them. Okra, I believe, is a weed. And one of my favorite foods. So just because it's classified as a weed doesn't mean we don't want it. We don't want it mixed in with our core crops, necessarily. We certainly want to know what is what. And so now we return to that image of where we were last time. You're standing on this side of the cornfield, and on the far side of the cornfield is that candle that represents your mythic vision, the candle on a mountaintop, the full moon rising behind the mountain. And the lights on the far side, you can barely see them through the dense corn. And if you have the Reiki symbols, if you're doing the Reiki work, you take out your rod and reel, and you throw that Reiki 2 symbol, the Han symbol, to the far side, the distant future, or the not-so-distant future, of the far side of the field, and you allow that line to tighten up. We now have this connection that leads us through the coming few months, and we've made that connection. Call the Han symbol down the cable to the future. And energize. It's the short cycle we're talking about. November 13th, the end of the harvest. If you're doing the solstice cycle, we're talking about December 21st or the first or second week of January. Talk about that still point. So track the close of the harvest or the still point of the coming year. And we now have a Seke line between the current time and that time after the harvest. And we can look back at its completion. Using the Reiki, we send the Seheki symbol down that line to disconnect our emotional attachments, to cleanse and clarify the emotions. Not that emotions are bad, but you want them in their place. You don't want to be driven by your emotions. You want to enjoy the sorrow and the joys as appropriate, but you don't want to be overwhelmed by them. So we use the Se symbol to clear the channel. And then we send a Cho symbol down the line to energize it with the Reiki, using the Reiki to track the future, to connect a path from the present to that still point at the end of the year, or that ending time, that wrapping up time at the end of November, which we've labeled as the full moon of November, which is November 13th. and we allow that time to call us forward. And as we hold that line taut, we're not reeling it in. We're not struggling with the future. We're not trying to pull it into the present. We're simply keeping a strong, gentle connection. And we're allowing that tension in the fishing line between now and that time in the future that's calling us into place to also pull the rows of corn taut so that they become straighter and cleaner and clearer. And now you can see between them. You can see through them to that candle on the far side, your mythic vision, to that full moon rising above the snowy mountains in November. And having allowed the rows to straighten themselves, the issues and difficulties that were there have simply gotten themselves out of the way one way or the other. So there may well be some difficulties or struggles, but they will be able to resolve themselves if you allow them to. And now as we hold that line taut, in your mind's eye, watch as the corn grows into fullness and becomes ripe. Turn over your shoulder and look at the fruit trees to the side in the orchard. There are apples and other fruits of the fall, and they become full and red and juicy. Some of them so ripe they just drop to the ground, and you'll be able to walk over there in a minute and pick them up. Others will properly be on the high branches, and you'll have to get out a ladder and go get them. It's not that things may not take a lot of work. It's not that things might not be quite difficult to harvest, but the harvest will go smoothly, and you will be able to reach every last apple you choose. And over to the other side, you can see the pumpkin patch and know that the pumpkins will not be ready until the very end. The gourds aren't harvested until the very last minute. So there are things that will take some more time still, and you will need to tend them until the very end. But as we can see, each of these different kinds of fruits and vegetables are ripening in their time, becoming available. What are the tools that you will need, and what is the timing and sequencing you will want to avail yourself of? These images maybe continue to unfold in this imagery of corn and pumpkins and apples, or you may get very practical knowledge about your job, about your business, about your family, who to call when, what to do next, what to do first, and what are the fruits that are just not going to ripen, that you need to walk away from. Again, allow yourself to see this as imagery or to see this as clear, specific instructions. The stones will know the difference. If what you're seeing is this beautiful vision of a Thanksgiving harvest meal, and it's all allegorical, the stones you know, will know. The stones at your feet, the stones in your hands, those three stones of shamanic wisdom will know exactly what is corn and what is a pumpkin and what it means to have a beautiful pumpkin pie come Thanksgiving. What does that allegory mean for you? The stones know, and they will be able to transmit these messages clearly to you when it is time for you to understand them, when it is time for the message to unfold for you. You will know. And the stones will come to you in dream time and give you powerful dreams, and you write down your dreams, and their significance in daily reality will become clear. This is another aspect of assembling reality, is going on a journey like this, collecting these mythical images, a magical feather or a crystal, or spirit stones versus physical stones. Collecting all of these shamanic images and powerful shamanic tools and bringing them back and allowing them to be in your stones and in your energy field, in your medicine body. Then assembling reality comes from growing corn, taking these mythical tools and using them to improve your everyday life, to make sure that the real Thanksgiving meal that's coming up is a pleasure and a joy and not the struggle that it is for many of us. Like I said, people might be fighting as always, but you'll be coming from a place where you can see it for what it is and play a role that serves. Assembling reality is not necessarily making things so easy, but it is allowing things to unfold naturally. Getting back to a Harvecker line, struggle is optional. It may be hard work, but you don't need to struggle. That negative imagery comes from you, not from without. There may be difficult problems to solve, but they don't have to be hard or struggle. Or you can create a life and a path where many of even the difficult problems are simply sidestep. You're in a place where you can allow that to happen. Allow yourself to ask that question. Which problems should be solved, whether they're easy or difficult? Which problems are suitable for you? What circumstances are you the perfect person to be in the middle and hold the space for that, whether that's easy or difficult for you? An entirely different question. So as you allow the image of these fruits and vegetables to grow to fullness and ripeness, you can see in your mind's eye these incredibly fertile, ripe fields of wheat and corn and apples and pumpkins and all kinds of things. They're going to create the opportunity for an incredibly bountiful harvest over the next coming few moons. And how, what you need to do in physical reality to assemble a reality that is a bountiful harvest in the physical world will become clear to you as we continue these calls, as you listen in, read the e-zine, come to the gatherings. You'll have the opportunity to create a powerful harvest, a bountiful harvest, to assemble a reality that serves you, and you can serve those around you, your family and friends. So now, gently in your mind's eye, return back to your physical body. Put your hands in your hands. Put your feet in your feet. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Don't open your eyes just yet, but settle back into your body. Maybe even shake it a little bit. Work your fingers and your toes. Get the circulation going again. Take a nice deep breath. Become fully aware of your physical body. Allow yourself to see your own energy body clearly, and you see that more and more of that dark energy is simply slipping away, draining away, falling away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, which is composted and refreshed and renewed. And you allow that process to continue, and it will continue through the evening in dream time. More and more cleansing and clearing and healing will occur as your body, your energy body, becomes perfectly balanced and cleansed. And the things that no longer serve you simply slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where they are composted and refreshed and renewed. And as that process continues, you return to the image of the rose. How does your rose appear to you now? Is it bright and fresh? Or perhaps even now it's a bit worn and tattered. Either way, allow the rose to float gently in front of you and notice that it is not connected to anything. It is not connected to you. It is not connected to the earth. It is a gentle rose that has been created from the infinite energy of the heavens and the earth. So it is not draining you. And should you meet someone who's a bit rude or poorly trained and they try and take your energy from you, all they will get is a handful of thorns, and the rose comes away easily. And you replace it not from your energy, but from the infinite energy of the heavens and the earth. So you always have a beautiful gift and a beautiful protection floating gently at the outer edge of your energy field. And now, in your mind's eye, hold your hands out and enclose the rose in your hands. And allow the chi energy to rise up through the stem, up through your hands, so you're holding the chi ball between your hands. And you're drawing that chi energy up through the earth, up the stem of the rose and out the petals, and creating this beautiful ball of energy, energizing and healing and creating a beautiful, powerful, perfect rose with the life force energy of Qi. And now gently switch your attention to the Reiki energy and allow the Reiki energy to come out of your hands. Even if you haven't practiced Reiki or Qigong before, for the purposes of this visualization, that energy is flowing within you, and you can imagine it, you can feel it, you can taste it. And you allow just the perfect amount of Reiki energy. It's easy to use too much. We want just a gentle Reiki mist to cover the rose so that there are little diamond specks of dew, Reiki dew, covering the rose so that the rose has this beautiful life force Qi energy and this beautiful starry diamond Reiki energy. And it is a fabulous gift floating just at the outer edge of your energy body, your energy field, always just to the outside, so that as others come to you, they are attracted to the rose and they connect to the rose. And if they connect gently, they can take a beautiful gift with them. If they try and connect harshly, all they get is a handful of thorns, and the rose comes away easily, and you replace it with a bright, perfect, fresh, new one, because it is not attached to you, it is not attached to the earth. Now gently allow yourself to come fully back into your body, fully wide awake, open your eyes, and return to the room. Open your eyes and become fully alert. Thank you for being on this call. I hope to see you at a gathering soon or despacho. Thank you and good night.